For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The victims of the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh include a 97-year-old woman and a couple in their 80s. In all, 11 people were killed, 6 injured, including 4 police officers. Investigators recovered 3 Glock handguns and an AR-15 assault rifle at the Tree of Life Synagogue. FBI Special Agent in Charge Robert Jones praised the Pittsburgh police for putting an end to the violence.
I'd like again to thank Chief Schubert of the Pittsburgh Police for the heroic actions of his officers. Had Bowers made it out of that facility, there is a strong possibility that additional violence would have occurred.
Police believe Robert Bowers acted alone. He was transported to a hospital. Chuck Diamond, the former rabbi at the synagogue, says politicians need to get off their rears and address gun control and mental health issues. The Anti-Defamation League reports there were nearly 2,000 anti-Semitic incidents this year. That's a 57% increase from last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Donald Trump addressed the synagogue shooting during Saturday's campaign rally in Illinois.
This evil anti-Semitic attack is an assault on all of us. It's an assault on humanity. It will require all of us working together to extract the hateful poison of anti-Semitism from our world.
The president also called for a freer use of the death penalty to punish mass killers. The search for evidence in the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Istanbul continues. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Turkey is demanding that Saudi Arabia reveal the location of Khashoggi's body and hand over suspects in his murder. A senior Turkish official is explaining the extensive charges for the 18 people who are currently being detained in Saudi Arabia. The officials have now issued an extradition warrant to the Saudis, calling for the murder trial to be held in Turkey. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Now more on our top story. Secretary of Defense James Mattis shared harsh words responding to an attack on a Pittsburgh synagogue that killed 11 and wounded 6 others, including police officers.
I've talked before about the loss of respect and fundamental friendliness toward one another, but there's one person responsible. This individual, I won't even call him a man, he's the poorest excuse for a man you could ever come up with, who would use a weapon in a house of worship on unarmed innocent people and even shoot 4 policemen and then surrender himself. This is a coward, and he is not a man by any definition that we use in the Department of Defense.
On another matter, Mattis says the U.S. military has already begun delivering barriers to the southern border in conjunction with plans to deploy active duty troops there in response to the caravan of Central Americans slowly heading across Mexico. The additional troops will provide logistical and other support to the Border Patrol and will bolster the efforts of the approximately 2,000 National Guard forces already there. China fails to deploy a privately developed rocket capable of carrying a satellite. Landspace says the first and second phase of liftoff worked normally, but something went wrong with their third stage. The rocket was carrying a satellite for CCTV. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Tropical Storm Oscar does not pose a threat to land as it continues swirling in the Atlantic Ocean, strengthening to hurricane status as it curves toward the North Atlantic. For USA